A federal judge has sentenced the former Trump political advisor Steve Bannon to 4 months in prison for contempt of Congress. A jury in Washington, D.C. convicted him of two misdemeanor charges earlier this year. NPR justice correspondent Carrie Johnson joins us now. And Carrie, before we get, you know, into more about Bannon's sentencing today, remind us what Congress originally wanted from Bannon.
Sure. The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th assault on the Capitol wanted documents and testimony from Steve Bannon. Remember, a day before the siege on the Capitol, Bannon said, "All hell is going to break loose tomorrow," and Congress wanted to know why he thought that. This panel also pointed out Bannon was involved in planning for political rallies for Donald Trump and messaging for the former president in advance of January 6th, and lawmakers suspected Bannon knew a lot more about the likelihood for violence that day at the Capitol, which, by the way, is just down the street from this federal courthouse.
And besides the four-month prison sentence, Carrie, what else did the judge decide in the hearing today?
Yeah, the judge imposed a fine of $6,500 for Steve Bannon. Judge Carl Nichols will allow Bannon to remain free pending an appeal. And the whole heart of that appeal will be whether it was enough for these prosecutors to prove Bannon simply blew off the subpoena from Congress, or whether prosecutors also needed to show Bannon had a guilty mind or some bad intent here. Bannon had asked for no prison time at all, but that was a non-starter with this judge. He said there was a minimum of 1 month each on both of the two contempt of Congress counts.
Interesting. And in the past, we know Bannon has been defiant about all this on his podcast and on other platforms. What was the atmosphere like at the courthouse today, Carrie?
Yeah, Steve Bannon does a lot of talking outside court, but during his trial and then again today for sentencing, Bannon didn't say anything to the judge. He let his lawyer speak for him, and speak they did. His attorney, David Schoen, who also represented former President Trump in Trump's second impeachment, launched into a lengthy stream of arguments. Schoen said Bannon's contempt for Congress could have been a lot worse. Then he went on to use some coarse language about what Bannon might have told Congress. Then the defense attorney launched into the auditorium attack against a member of Donald Trump's legal team, and then he extensively quoted from the Federalist Papers, all while the judge sat on the bench scratching his chin. On the other hand, the prosecutor, J.P. Cooney, kept things really short and sweet. He said Bannon chose hiding behind fabricated claims of executive privilege to thumb his nose at Congress. The prosecutor said Bannon is not above the law, and he wanted the court to send a message that no one else is above the law either.
Wow. Carrie, pulling back a little bit, what are the wider implications of this for other cases ongoing?
Sure. Former Trump trade advisor Peter Navarro is facing trial in this courthouse next month for contempt of Congress, also accused of blowing off demands from the House January 6th committee. Prosecutors have decided not to charge Trump's former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, with contempt because he did share some materials with Congress. But Trump himself is staring down a subpoena from the January 6th panel, too, and we're going to be monitoring that as well as the Navarro trial moving forward.
That's NPR's Carrie Johnson. Carrie, thanks so much.
My pleasure.